We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We are honored
to welcome
one of our favorites, the Hall of Famer, Rebecca Lobo, who along with her other half, I won't say her better half, writer, author, extraordinaire Steve Rushen, will be the guest speakers next Thursday night at the YMCA Celebrate Champions event. Rebecca, how are you?
I'm good. I think I am the better half.
I think you are.
I think that goes,
I think that goes without saying. Belated happy birthday. I like that Ruoco gave you a cake the other day. Hopefully he didn't make it. Before we get into the YMCA event, let's talk about last night. The Sun stay alive. They forced game five in the WNBA finals. You've been working those games with Ryan and the fabulous Holly Rowe. When they got down five with 7 minutes to go, did you think they were done?
You know, if this was last year, I would have said yes. But I've seen them enough times this year to see that they have matured into a team that can withstand a run. You know, they were up 18 early in the game, and now Washington came back, and then they go down near the end of the game, as you said. They've done it before this year. In past years, it's a team who may not have had the maturity to deal with that, but they do now. And so I was not surprised to see them come back, especially in front of their home crowd. You know, they were 15-2 there in the regular season, and it's an exciting game. I'm thrilled that we're going to the fifth game because it's been such good basketball.
Yeah, it really has been a great series. Is it too simple to say the deciding factor is Jonquel Jones? Because when she's played well, the Sun has done well. The two games where she wasn't as good, the Mystics have won.
She's a huge key, without question, a huge key. She and Courtney Williams, because it's kind of been the same situation. In game three, Courtney Williams and Jonquel both struggled to score. And it was, you know, that was one of the big reasons Connecticut lost. The other key is Washington. I mean, in game three, they made 16 three-point shots. When they're making shots at a high clip, and many of those were guarded three-point shots, they are very difficult to beat, and it's why they had the best record in the league this year. But in terms of Connecticut, yes, Jonquel Jones, Courtney Williams, both need to be productive on the offensive end.
We'll be watching you tomorrow night on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock. So a week from tomorrow night, you and Steve and I will all be at the Convention Center. Tell the listeners a little bit about the YMCA Celebrates Champions event.
Oh, well, it's an event that, this is the 10th year that they've been doing it, and it's a fundraiser. And this year it's special because, it's celebrating the 10 years of the Wilson Gray YMCA in the north end of Hartford. And, when my kids were really little, when my oldest was really little, Steve and I became members of our local YMCA. And it's such a great place to bring children. It's a great place for new moms and new dads to kind of connect and make friends with other people who are in similar situations. And I think for this YMCA in particular, it gives kids opportunities they wouldn't have otherwise to be in a really safe environment, to be exposed to different things. The fundraiser also helps provide opportunities for kids to go to camps in the summertime. So it has a huge impact in the community, not only on the kids who and the families who have an opportunity to go to the YMCA and be a part of their programs, but the reach is even bigger than that. So Steve and I are really excited to be speaking at this event. We're excited that it's a fundraiser that is celebrating the 10 years of this particular YMCA in the north end of Hartford.
In addition to some of the stuff that you mentioned, back at camp and all that, it's also, a leadership program of some sort? Like 300 kids are involved in that.
Yeah, the YMCA does so many things and impacts the community in so many ways. And again, we've been a member of our YMCA for 15-plus years, and we have four kids. Our oldest is 14, our youngest is 8. And from the time they were little, they, learned to swim at the YMCA, gymnastics at the YMCA, which is a little silly, knowing that, my children are not built for gymnastics. The community...
Much like their mother wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think you're gymnastics.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But the community building that happens and the opportunities for these kids to do leadership programs and to just be involved in and things that can positively impact their lives. It's just a great thing.
It's got to be fun, too. How often do you and Steve get to do events like this?
Well, it's kind of funny because he and I individually do events quite frequently, especially now Steve has a book that came out in August called Knights in White Castle. He's you know, doing events for his book. I'll do different events, but I'd say maybe once a year we do something like this. For us, it's a highlight because we really enjoy getting a chance to kind of needle each other in front of the big audience. I mean, a married couple wouldn't want to do that. And so, you know, it's really going to be a lot of fun for us.
That'll be good. We had State Senator Derek Slapp on earlier. He proposes that Connecticut adopt the California bill that would allow college athletes to seek endorsements as one of the most famous college athletes in our state's history. What are your thoughts on that?
Didn't know there'd be a quiz.
Did we lose Rebecca? I think we might have lost her.
Oh, we're having trouble. Your cell things.
Yeah.
Cell's weird.
Derek Slapp, the state senator from West Hartford, was on with us earlier, and he wants to propose that Connecticut adopt the California law to allow college athletes to seek endorsements. You were as famous as any college athlete in our state's history.
Truly.
What do you think about that?
You know, it's an issue. When I was in college, I actually had a very different perspective of it that as I got a little bit older, that back then the conversation was more college athletes be paid. This is slightly different, but the name and likeness. You know, when I was in college, I was seeing like scholarship that.
No, we're losing you, Becca.
Oh,
sadly, we're losing you.
Yeah, Rebecca, I'll tell you what. We'll let you go. Have a safe trip to D.C. and we'll see you on Thursday with Steve next Thursday at the convention center. Thanks.
Bring your checkbook.
Sorry we couldn't get. Thank you, Rebecca. Sorry the cell service wasn't that good because I'd be very curious
to what
hear
you said.
Her
answer.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.